Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Sneaker Podcast. This is Season 3, Episode 3, and the whole crew is here. I'm Mike D, alongside my boy, Christopher Chu. What up, Chris?
What up?
We got Chloe in the house. What up, Chloe?
What's up, guys?
And your boy's here, too. What up, Alex?
Yo, yo, yo.
What's going on, everyone? I know we usually don't like to talk about weather right off the bat, but right now we're recording on a Monday, which is a little bit different than we do on a regular podcast day, but it is snowing like a mother outside. It is crazy. Looks like we're going to get some bad weather. So what do you wear in bad weather before we get to what we wore today? What's your favorite thing to wear in bad weather?
Who?
Alex.
My Gore-Tex boots. Haha, no surprise.
Yeah, no surprise at all. Chloe, what's your favorite thing to wear in bad weather?
Zebras.
Yeah, okay. I'm not really surprised either. Chris, Jordan 1.
Like, what kind of bad weather? Okay. Slushy or lots of snow?
Let's go with lots of snow.
Lots of snow. I kind of see myself like in a movie where there's like a lot of powder and I want to dress ninja and imagine myself running through the powder snow.
Okay.
And it, there's that sound where it goes and I'm running and my arms are flapping in the back behind me. And
okay.
Yeah. So it's basically usually like a low top.
Okay.
Like last time I wore my Vans. Old school.
Old school.
And then I just raise my socks up.
Big comfy socks. Keep you warm.
Yeah.
I like that.
But the jersey gets wet most likely.
I run so quickly through powder.
Crouching tiger shit.
Yeah,
crouching tiger. I would go and wear a Jordan 1. But let's get to it like we always do. Let's start off the podcast with what we wore on feet today. Chris, what you wearing on feet today?
I wore some Golf LaFleur Converse.
Very nice.
It is my beige colorway that I was wearing. Mm. Yeah. I thought it was going to be warm.
But
it is kind of warm.
In your, like, in your defense, today was pretty dry outside.
Yeah, so no slush.
No slush, snow. No snow.
Yeah.
It got considerably warm in the last couple of days. Well, warmer.
Yeah.
So the street were cleaned up. So it was a good sneaker day today.
Yeah, it was
not
nice.
Bad. Yeah.
It was good. Chloe, what did you wear on feet today?
During the day, I wore zebras.
And, give it up yet, eh?
On the way to the podcast, I was going to switch up, and then I looked outside. Chris was already outside, so I
didn't want to make him
put
wait.
Some old schools on.
Oh,
good.
Nice. Just a classic black with white?
Yeah.
Very nice.
And
very
I ran
nice.
To his car, hovering over the snow.
Yeah.
I just floated over to him. Alex, what you wearing on feet today?
Because of you, Jordan, boys, and our talk about high tops and leather shoes.
Yeah.
Decided to break out my four mids today.
That a boy?
Very, very, very happy. It was a cool look. It was a cool look. I have my brand new Adi color snap pants.
Ooh.
And it was fun to wear a basketball shoe again. Well,
it looks really good, man.
It's a very good shoe. It's
it
a
looks
very,
really
very
clean.
Good shoe. Yeah.
Super, super clean.
What about you, Mike?
Not enough snow, though.
Yeah, it's true. We're kind of lacking snow for the
like during the day for the boot experience.
Man, that's cool. I've had enough. Yeah. Like it was.
Yeah, I'm done with it. I don't want any more. Today I wore a pair of the EQT or Adidas EQT Support OG colorway.
Nice.
Yep, I did it to match my new pants that I picked up.
Where'd you get those pants, man?
I went to the outlet. Went to the Adidas outlet. Picked up a pair of EQT pants. And I'm in love, got a good price on them, and they match my OG supports perfectly.
Very cool fits.
Which outlet was it?
Mirabelle.
Nice.
So for the people listening, it's just outside Montreal. It's about a 20-minute drive up north.
Yeah, it's cool. It was up there. There was a few things in the outlets, but nothing that was too, you know.
It's the best outlet we have in Montreal.
I think it's better.
Solid, yeah.
So I went to two outlets in 2 days. Okay, I went to the one north of Montreal in Mirabelle, and I also went to the Tanger Outlets in Ottawa as I was there over the weekend. That place was dry.
Nike
super
was good.
Dry.
I'm sure Nike was all right over there.
It wasn't. No? They had one thing that I was surprised that they had, and it was the multicolor Flyknit racers, which I immediately...
It was like a really good price, too.
Yeah, it was like $99 minus 25%.
Yeah, for racers,
that's unheard of. With tax, retail, you're looking at what?
They retail at $215, right? Or
they retail for two.
Two. Plus tax.
Wow.
$199.99.
So I saw your message, and I threw my phone away.
Did you?
Straight up, just threw it on a bed and walked right out of the room.
Well, I was with my buddy Tony Stark. Of course, he's been on the podcast before, and I said to him, as soon as I send this message, Chloe's going to be the first person to see it. Sure enough, he was the first person to see it, and I heard nothing.
Yeah.
So you know he's...
I know he's like, oh, jeez.
Struggles.
Okay. I'm proud of you, man.
I have
three pairs on ice, so...
Oh, you're laughing then.
Of this color?
The multi?
In that it's one, like I... Two.
Yes, two.
2.0?
But then I
multi?
Have...
This is the 3.0.
3.0. It's really multi. Yeah.
Sorry, Alex, you were saying?
I was going to ask you guys, specifically... Chris, and I pointed at Chris. Chris and Mike.
Yo.
Chris, I know you got those Puma Tsugi winter boots. Have you had the opportunity to try them on in the snow?
In the snow? No.
No? In the winter in general?
Because they're not, I guess what they call winterized, yeah. But they're not specifically warm.
Okay.
Like, there's a whole sock part which would let air mm-hmm. through. Yeah, so it's, I guess it's made, even the colors, they're more like fallish.
Yeah.
Fall, spring.
It's a good transition boot.
But it's not a, like a winter boot.
Yeah, I could see wearing something like that, like just outside of winter, going into spring.
Some trick-or-treating shit.
And this one is like, is the one that from Get Fresh Company.
Yeah, those.
Is suede. So I would damage the suede
water
down the line. There's some pairs where I'm like, this suede looks like I could take it. This one, it's really lush, I want to kind of keep
it's
it lush.
Primo, yeah.
So I wouldn't wear it in the snow myself.
The old swipe test. Yeah.
Mike, what about you? Have you tried on your new Timbos?
I have yet to wear them outside yet. Why? Because I haven't taken my shot yet. As soon as I take my shot, I can start to beat them up.
Okay.
I'm really excited for that, tell you the truth.
So I did wear my Timberland boots that I got from Foot Locker.
Yes,
that's true. The triple bottom.
Those have like the fur inside.
Yeah, yeah. No,
those are warm.
Canada ready.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are cool.
Nice. True. Forgot about that.
Yeah, they killed it with that colorway.
Yeah.
Did you put the extra laces on it?
It comes with two set of laces. The ones, the stock, we could call them.
The stock Timberland
are
lace,
black leather. Laces. Yeah. They're cubish. They're not they're not round.
Oh, okay. Nice. They're like legit leather.
Leather,
strips.
Like as if you strip some leather off. Yeah,
like on those whips.
Yeah. Exactly like your whip. Oops. And then it comes with a red slash gold rope lace.
Dope.
Yeah. Thicker rope lace. So for the photos, I put the red gold one so it pop more.
A little contrast,
but. As I walk in the streets, I put the black one back in.
Ninja mode.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah, I just wanted to kind of like follow up on that because I know like I was very excited for Mike last week.
So, Chloe owns a pair of boots that I've been hunting for a very long time. And he has there's like different colorways of the boots too. And he has, in my opinion, the best colorway. Those to me would be the boots that I would hunt.
So Chris talking about Arctos.
Arctos.
The Arctos. And I have them in a tiger camo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And with a lot of orange detail on it.
Yeah.
But it's really practical. I've thought about changing the laces, however, because they're round laces.
Yeah.
And when we go sliding, tubing.
Tobogganing.
Tobogganing. It happens that I have to tie this shit.
Like double it. Three laced.
And then you have that zipper on the side, so you don't have to really untie the shit. You could just zip it all the way down and
zip out.
Come out, and the sock will come out too.
Oh, okay.
The inner booty.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. See, I always have a problem, even when I'm wearing like my Sorel boots. You know, being in Montreal, everyone kind of has to have a pair of Sorel boots or
they're super practical.
A boot similar to that, you know? Every time I come out of those things, sock comes with it, the boot liner, and it drives me crazy.
So, the laces, ultra loose. Put them super, super loose.
Okay,
and it should come out.
Part of me was thinking I should just super glue the booty to the bottom. That way it just won't come out. Mm.
True.
No, you know? Because if, let's say it does get wet, or yeah. your sock gets
and
wet,
and
you got to take it out eventually wash, and dry it.
Or else you're going to get some mold in there.
Yeah, we don't want that.
You know what? Go barefoot in it.
Interesting.
I've done it.
Yeah, that's an easy way to pull out.
Nice.
Yeah. That went there. Anyway, let's move on. What's been going on in the world of sneakers, everyone? Everyone having a good time? Everyone like what's coming out? What's on the horizons? What's been showing up in your Instagram feed these days?
Fashion, Paris Fashion Week.
Right?
Like,
it's awesome.
Everyone's at Fashion Week.
95% of my feed is Paris Fashion Week.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God, yeah. Like, yeah, you see everything from...
Oh, like, best sneakers at
No,
Paris
just
Fashion
like, Week. Yes.
No, outfits.
Just like the shows.
See on okay, yeah. The shows.
Well, I'm just coming... I had a lot of London Fashion Week.
Yeah,
that was like last week or something.
It was really? A few weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, I don't. I didn't get any.
I got a lot of Paris.
Yeah, I saw a lot of Paris.
It's full of sneakers.
Y3 just like teased their old line.
Even our boys over at OTH are over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw
it's the consortium yearly meeting.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Yeah, all the brands do their thing. I've seen Reebok, like Puma, like a lot of brands do their kind of like. Show kind of like showcase of their new collections and stuff like that. It's seems super cool.
It's exciting, you know, because OTH always does their own consortium sneakers once in a while, and it'd be really cool to see them come out with something new soon. Because I think everyone's fiending for it.
Well, even Livestock Haven, like they've had some pretty cool collabs in the past. Livestock, particularly, they have a big history with consortium, like going all the way back to 2008 and maybe before. If Paul is listening and he wants to correct me.
Paul?
But Livestock has had some very cool Adidas opportunities in the past. I'd be very excited to see what they come out with next.
I've also been seeing a lot of stuff on my feed because, Alex, as you know this, Adidas launched their Addy Color. What would you call this? An activation?
It's a campaign.
Yeah, campaign. Yeah,
it's a campaign like around... classics like the four main color classic colors, mm-hmm. Fairway green, scarlet red, firebird blue, and the yellow I can't remember the name.
It's just yellow.
Super super cool, and it's like either all very classic items with a little twist, so a very big trefoil or a smaller trefoil, mm-hmm. tracksuits. Snap pants, shorts, tees, like it's so cool. And literally it took over like a good third of my store.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Super fun. And we had a virtual reality experience over the weekend.
Oh, sick.
Super fun. And some cool pastel colored campus to match your suit. Like it's amazing. It's very cool.
Yeah.
Very positive response, especially... Again, we don't want to do the weather talk.
Yeah.
But at Montreal,
yeah.
It could get depressing in the winter. So, like, a bit of color, the positive feedback from the client has been very, very overwhelming because it's very fun. It's cool. Yeah. That's it.
So, mainly apparel and then some campuses.
Couple campuses to complete the look.
Cool.
But overall, like, iconic, colorful apparel.
So, I saw that. So, in Canada, here we have three main Adidas original stores, mm-hmm. right? There's Toronto, Vancouver, Montreal.
Yeah.
I saw your staff was all dressed in blue.
Yeah, we have some sort of like a little store vs store contest.
Okay.
Just like friendly match.
Did you guys pre-select your colors before going into this deathmatch?
It was a speed contest. We had to pick our colors first.
Mm-hmm.
Like we had to pick our colors per store. And I was the first answer, and I chose blue.
Gotcha.
So then Vancouver and Toronto couldn't choose blue anymore.
That's gotcha. Good.
So the Toronto store is now red, and the Vancouver store is yellow. But I think they're also they were able to grab some stuff from the green collection because they're the least amount of styles per color.
Okay.
So they called Grello.
Oh.
Grello.
And it's very fun because Vancouver was kind of late to the boat with this
whole
thing. And all of a sudden, like I see all of my friends at the store wearing those cute little yellow shorts and their yellow fits. And Paul went for it like all over. Like he had the windbreaker, the shorts, and the campus. It's super cool. It's fun. Dope. Just bring very positive, colorful vibes. It's fun.
Who won the challenge?
We don't know yet.
Oh.
We don't know yet.
Who judges that?
Marketing team.
Oh, okay.
We had to take photos and all that stuff. So it's super. Okay. It's fun. It just creates fun vibes at the store.
Gotcha. That's super cool.
Yeah.
You know what else has been flooding my feed? And I'm extremely happy about this.
What's that?
It has nothing to do with sneakers or a little bit, maybe. Zion Williamson. Do you guys know who this kid is?
He's a beast.
He's a beast. He's like a high school basketball player.
Oh, okay.
He's like, he destroys people.
Okay.
He's the number two ranked high school player in the nation.
Wow.
United States. And he announced, I think, 2 days ago that he's going to Duke. Duke University.
You're a happy man.
I'm very happy. But that's only like part of my happiness. The thing is, Duke has signed, well, they have committed. They have the number one, number two, number three ranked high school players and the number 10th ranked high school player that are coming next year.
Jeez.
So I'm like super happy. So like all like the last couple of days I've been repeating to my wife, hey, by the way, Duke's getting the number one, number two, number three. She's like, yes, I know. Yes, I know. It's just like, it put me in a basketball mood again. So I've been looking.
You're like super excited for March Madness next year?
Yeah. Well, this year too. We got good players.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyways.
That's true.
And because of that, Duke is Nike sponsored, right?
Okay.
Nike basketball, they have like a huge announcement. Huge announcement for us, I guess.
Okay.
The Paul George 2 has come out.
The PG.
I don't know. Did you guys see pictures?
So I only saw pictures only up to a few days ago. It's nice.
It is nice.
It's very nice. But and someone else was more impressed with it than me.
And I think I know why. So the big announcement is that Nike's going to put out a Paul George / PlayStation sneaker. This is the second instance that Sony PlayStation will be doing a collab with Nike.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the first one was an Air Force One, mm-hmm, back in like 2005 and super popular. It's extremely hard to get a pair right now. They did a second run in 2009, I think, but it was only like auction for charity and stuff. Mm-hmm. And those pairs, they're like, I don't know, 3Gs, 3-4Gs. Yeah. It's like one of the pinnacle of sneaker type of shoe.
Like grail status.
Oh, definition of grail status.
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
So the fact that Paul George's sneaker got this, like, I guess, honor is like incredible to me.
Yeah.
It just keeps making my, like, the wheels in my head turn, like something's up with Paul George.
What's going on?
Yeah. They're banking on him.
Yeah.
So right away, like you just mentioned.
Yeah. So I was sitting in my car coming home from Ottawa the other day, and I have my wife beside me in the passenger seat, and she goes, what's a PG? That's what she asked me first. What's a PG? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, it says here that PG is doing a collaboration with PlayStation. And I'm like, oh, okay. It's Paul George. It's Paul George, the basketball player, blah, 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 blah. She's like, oh, my God, I want a pair of these. So
yeah.
Since we're talking about this, we thought it would be a cool idea to get my wife on the podcast to get like a gamer's perspective on the new PG2 PlayStation collab.
So just to remind the listeners, Mike's wife has her own podcast, has her own website.
Yep, it's Girls on Games. You can check them out on Instagram, on Twitter, YouTube. They do it all. They do a podcast every week just like we do, and it's really cool. So let's get her perspective on this shoe.
Hey, Leah.
Hello.
So, guys, please welcome Leah. This is Mike's wife.
My lovely wife. My better half.
You might recognize my voice.
Yeah.
So just 2 seconds before we got to recording, we were talking about the shoe a bit, and Leah actually schooled us, or maybe schooled me, on like actual details of the sneaker. It's like, okay, this is for serious. Like, she really wants the shoe. Why don't you tell us your reaction when you first read about it? I don't know. Did you see a picture first? Did you read about it first?
Yeah, happened? So I was flipping through Twitter and saw this picture, and it just spoke to me. It had like a space background and this sleek Nike sneaker that had a PlayStation logo on it. And I was like, ooh, what's this?
You have my attention.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have grabbed my attention. So yeah, I clicked through the story. It came from Engadget. Okay. And they told the history behind this collab between Paul George.
Yes.
The basketball player.
PG.
Who I didn't know he was a gamer. And PlayStation and Nike. So it was like a match made in heaven.
It will be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want this shoe. I'm not one to be like, okay, I want a sneaker, but this one was good.
You've seen pictures of this shoe, the Paul George times PlayStation shoe.
Yep.
We're going to show you another
okay
PlayStation Nike shoe.
Ooh, okay.
And then
like
you just right off the bat, you tell us which one you prefer.
Okay.
Okay, go. AF1 versus PG.
Oh no, the PG.
The PG.
There's a reason behind it. There's way more details in the PG one than there's in that one. Well, I guess I don't know the history of that. So
yeah,
the PG sneaker, the first thing you see is the PlayStation logo and the PG logo, and they light up blue. The PlayStation blue.
Yeah.
The blue that you see when your console lights up. And then the details go further. The little eyelets where the laces come through,
mm-hmm,
they're the colors of the X, triangle, circle, and square that you see on the controllers. And then PlayStation actually designed that space pattern that's on, I guess you call it the midsole? Guys, you guys need to enlighten me in my vocabulary here.
You're educating us
right now. That's fine.
Yeah.
We like this.
So that space pattern, actually, apparently on the back of the shoe, there's a serial code, and you can go download that and use it on your PlayStation as like the template for your background or your theme or something for the cross-media bar.
Interesting.
Shit.
Yeah. So, and then the insoles.
Yes.
Are glow in the dark. And what was the other highlight that I noticed about them that was pretty amazing? So to turn the lights on for the PlayStation and Paul George logo, there's a button inside the tongue, and you can also make it pulsate. That's one of the features when you press the button. It can be like solid or pulsate.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like IKEA lights.
Yeah. But Engadget was saying that like you can't replace the battery. So
what?
It only lasts like 150 hours. But I mean, like, are you really going to turn that on and like walk for days? Like,
no, you do it to ball out for about 10
exactly
seconds
yeah
and turn them off.
Exactly.
Once you get the digits, you turn it off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The only thing is if I buy a pair of sneakers like this, I can never wear it to a Nintendo or an Xbox event.
No, that's true.
I have to, it's kind of like
that's
you guys.
That's your problem.
That's how a gamer's mind works. While we're like,
we're like, what?
Yeah. Xbox Canada would be like, nope, it can't come in.
Nope. Interesting.
Exactly.
So the Air Force One that we showed you is one of the most sought after sneakers out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
It's like a lot of times when people have to reference like the sneaker that you hunt for,
mm-hmm,
this will pop up.
Why?
It's very, it came out in 2005. It's very limited.
Okay.
It's very expensive right now.
Like resale is crazy.
Yeah.
I guess it's not retail anymore. It's resale.
No, of course.
Yeah.
Retail was gone a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I think the first time I ever saw the Air Force One was I was watching a video on YouTube of Mayer. I think Mayer was giving like a tour of his house, and he pulled them out.
Yeah,
he's like, man, see this? He just crushed it like he usually does.
Then people were crying.
Yeah, of course.
We call those salty nerd tears in the video game world.
Salty nerd tears. Jeez.
So is this, what other type of collaboration would you be super interested in finding? Like something that has nothing to do with the gaming world,
ooh,
but that if they put something with, paired it up with the gaming world, you'll be super happy about.
Okay, so you want a sneaker that's not like a...
No, anything. It doesn't have to be a sneaker.
I'd love to see... No, but I have an idea.
Oh, go ahead.
I want... who did my Adidas ones with the wings?
Jeremy Scott.
I want Jeremy Scott to do an Adidas Sailor Moon themed. Then I'll
ooh
be a happy camper. With like the buns and everything? How dope would that be?
The buns
with a tuxedo mask?
Yes,
tuxedo
there could
mask
be a...
Be cool.
They could do the whole series. They could do all the Sailor Scouts, Sailor Moon, tuxedo mask. Yeah, there you go.
Interesting.
That's good. Right.
So that's my nerdiness for today.
Well,
for you.
Well, yeah. if people want to check out Girls on Games, where can they do so?
You can do so on Twitter at The Girls on Games and Facebook The Girls on Games. And we're just Girls on Games on Instagram. But we have a website that's girlsongames.ca.
And of course, people can listen to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play Music. Yeah. Where else? That's pretty much it. iHeartRadio app.
iHeart, Spotify. Pretty much where you can download podcasts is I've thrown it there.
Okay, perfect. And if people want to follow you on Instagram, where can they do so?
I'm Leah Jewer on Instagram and Twitter.
And she's my wife. So, yo, get into those DMs. I'll be getting into your DMs.
that makes no sense, whoa, but whoa. Okay. Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, I just want to share the love. I just want to share the love, I swear. Thanks, babe.
No problem.
All right, guys, let's get back into it. Alex, I know you had something you want to talk about. Let the people know.
Yeah. Today, you got a very special message on Instagram by, I don't know if you guys know, Dan Bahrain, a.k.a. Kick. Posters on Instagram. Cool. He reached out to me because he found out that I own a pair of the original Falcons from 1997. And he basically asked me if I had a good on-foot shot of the sneaker because he's recently moved from doing regular sneaker illustrations to more like taking lifestyle on-foot shot and turning them into an illustration. Like he did this very cool Kanye illustration of him wearing the triple white wave runners and all that stuff. So right away I explained the situation to him that it's a sample and both left and right aren't the same, so I can't really take an on foot shot that's gonna make sense, but we're gonna work on it. I've already agreed to try and give him like a very, very good quality photo. So sick. This is gonna be a little assignment for me. Like when nice. He asked for it in the beginning, I was like, I do not. But can I? And he's like, please, if you want. And I'm like, perfect. What's the deadline? What are the guidelines? And what can I do for you? And so basically, he gave me the details, and I should be able to give him hopefully what he's looking for. I know like he's contacted a few other people like Ugly Melly, Till Jagla on Instagram because they own a pair of the recent young ones.
Yeah.
So he's either looking to get a young one on foot shot or the Falkendorf. Falkendorf being the one-to-one inspiration to the new young one that you guys have seen on Instagram. The first colorway that kind of got teased was a couple of weeks, maybe months ago. That triple white with some cream hits mm-hmm. by Yeezy Mafia that people call the poor man Yeezys or... that junky shoes and then we've seen recently the Frieza from the Dragon Ball Dragon Ball Z collab. Yes. It's gonna come out. It has some very cool like purple details. That's gonna be very, very cool.
It's super nice.
And just today there's like an orange very bright orange colorway that came out on Sneaker Freaker and all that stuff. You could check it out. Super bright, very aggressive orange. That's going to be very cool. What do you guys think about it?
I prefer the off-white one, like the first one that came out, mm-hmm. the first one that's about to come out, I guess. Yeah. June, right?
Yeah.
June.
Well, it's rumored to June. Oh, I think it's going to look like June.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cuz I know the first time I really took notice of them is on Ugly Melly's feed.
Yeah, they look very good. Yeah, it seems like they've seeded a couple pairs. They're very cool.
Extremely early, right?
Yeah. Six I messaged months. Her to ask like what she thinks about them. She says they're very, very comfortable and they feel cool. Feel super fresh. So I'm very excited to put my hands on a pair as well. Chloe, is this something you'd wear?
The white ones, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the orange ones you were talking about. Mm-hmm. My balls are not big enough to wear those ones.
I see.
Because they really punch out. Like you gotta
Yeah, they have some yellow and blue
like mismatch kind of to wear them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very dope.
But the white ones are clean.
Yeah, for sure. I feel the same way with Chris, with that like off-white feeling. Loving that colorway. I like the silhouette, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like, and it is true, that big, chunky dad shoe is coming back. Like, even Chris, when I was at the outlets this weekend, and you're like, yo, let me know if they got Monarchs.
Yes, I was, yeah. But, like, I've been on Monarchs for a while.
I know.
2 years.
Yeah.
But, no, but the Monarch. I asked Mike, if you see any Monarchs, I'll grab a pair.
Yeah. Would you say that was one of the shoes that kind of paved the way for dad shoe?
No.
I think it's more New Balance.
New Balance, yeah. Oh, that big toe.
Hmm.
I think those were just known as dad shoes, but to make the dad shoe cool, it's tough. Yeah. I think it has to be Wave Runner.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So it's what like I was telling the boys thing. In the car is that the Wave Runner, like if you, so it, to kind of like demystify this poor man Yeezy statement, I feel that if I look at the young one, it feels like it's true to a running sneaker, whereas the Wave Runner is definitely more like a fashion statement. Like it has the detail of a late 90s running sneakers, but the young one has more like this very raw running essence of the late 90s, very very true to its ancestor, the Falkendorf. So I'd prefer the young one over the Wave Runner in terms of overall like silhouette and the way it feels, but I wouldn't discount having
a pair of Wave Runner show up at your door.
Hell yeah,
size 10.
Sign me up.
How you been, fam?
Yeah.
It's very cool. Crazy about the Frieza colorway though.
I am.
The purple?
I don't know anything about Dragon Balls, but this I'm telling you guys, every single color that they're gonna come out with on that silhouette, I'll probably be on it. Yeah. Most likely.
You really like the silhouette. Miss this. The color. The color's
better. Yeah, the purple is
purple pink.
I could see that how people would think it's a bit much, but I've always had a big thing for purple. Purple's cool.
It is not. Go Celtics. But for me, if like the Dragon Ball Z collabo is not hitting it for me.
Are you a Dragon Ball Z fan?
I am not. But in terms of, so my perspective is someone looking at it as just a shoe, right? And the colorways are not speaking to me.
Same here. And I'm a Dragon Ball Z fan.
Ah. Yeah.
There's a lot of interest for it, like in terms of like reaction to in the store. There's a lot of people walking in, asking, lots of calls, lots of messages. So ultimately, I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens.
What I like is whenever I think like anime or whatever, I much prefer the Gundam Air Max 98.
That's
there's something, and it's like I think you've mentioned it once, pairing blue, white, and red on a shoe is really, really tough.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they accomplished.
Yeah,
it really
they pull
well
it off pretty
this
good.
This one, yeah. And I am a Gundam fan, so
it's a solid model.
That's, that's what it is too.
Yeah.
Anyways, I wanted to, since we're talking about like what we're seeing on our Instagram feeds and all, I wanted to ask you guys if you had any backstory to one of the photos, recent photos that you've taken, to give a little bit of like explanation to the listeners on like what's going on, what went on behind this photo.
Yeah, so on Friday, I shot a bit. I had an opportunity to do some damage.
Nice.
So Mr. Unloved Ones, that's his Instagram account, he messaged me and he asked me to take some shots for him and send them over to him, and of all Jordan ones, of course. So at first I was gonna do a pile shot, so I needed good lighting, so I had to go back into my room. So I had to grab all my shoes from my shoe room into the bedroom, and I was just stacking them and stacking them and stacking them. And then when I got there, it was time to open everything. And as I was walking around, I'm like, fuck it, I'm just going to shoot all these fucking boxes. The lighting was good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. As simple as that. I'm like, done.
There it is.
Yeah.
How many
less work?
How many clicks?
4.
Nice. That's good stuff.
But I saved a lot of time not having to unbox all of that shit and throw them all on the floor and then get up on the ladder and then shoot. I shot some other stuff too. I didn't post them, however. You won't see them on my feed. Maybe I'll post them later on, or I'll put them on the podcast.
Okay.
But as I was filtering out through some shit, I was trying to pick out some Jordan 1s that you don't really see too often on your feed. Usually you always see
highs
with
that.
The Nikes on the tongue. So I picked out a couple and tried to shoot them in different manners, tried to get up close, tried to put some different hints that you won't usually see on a Jordan 1.
And it was lots of fun.
Cool, man.
And it's a bitch to put all that shit back on your shelf.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
You have to reorganize your shelf, maybe, to make it easier.
Yeah. Or just throw some shit out.
Now that you've done your slight purge and all, you should put it in your head that everything should be easily accessible when you reorganize.
I think I got to take everything out of the box, or if not, take pictures of the shoe and slam them on the box.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Reading fucking descriptions are a bitch.
I get that.
And I'm getting old. I can't fucking read it anymore.
Kind of go cross-eyed or something, right?
And it's like, open one. Oh, God.
All right. So one of my Instagram photos that I put up, it was my last photo of 2017. So for the people that don't know, I work at a distribution place. I don't work in the warehouse, but I work in the front office, and we distribute sandals and shoes and stuff like that for like kayaking and stuff. So we have a showroom that's full of like a wall of sandals and shoes, and I'm like, yo, that wall would be perfect to strip down and put all my sneakers of 2017 that I got on that wall. But know this, that there was like 75 pairs of sneakers that were in the showroom that I had to take off that wall, put down on the ground, and put them back up in order, right? Because they're all in certain sections and removing shelves and stuff like that. It took me like a good 45 minutes just to get all the stuff off the wall and keep track of where it's going to go. So I posted, it was my last picture of 2017, like I said, posted all the cops that I got of 2017, and I sat down, took the shot, did a little magic. Chloe, I had the book you gave me for our Secret Santa this year.
Yes.
The sneakers book, which is fantastic.
Also a pickup.
Yeah, also a pickup of 2017. So if you want to go check it out, you can go check it out. But that, you know, putting all those sandals and shoes back after, I did not want to
do. Did you transport all these sneakers to your work then?
I brought every
left shoe,
right shoe,
right shoe, right shoe.
Every, no, actually, I brought every right shoe except for one. I screwed up and I brought the left.
Huh. Okay, don't tell the people.
Okay, if you can find it. And tell me what shoe it is that's the left shoe and not the right shoe, maybe we'll hook you up with something.
Yeah, like a virtual high five or something.
Yeah, exactly. A good for you. Go check it out on my feed. Cool. It's really cool.
Setting up for shots is such a bitch. Eh?
It can be.
It depends. Me, it's the tidying up after. Because while you're setting up, you're all hyped because you're like, ooh, I'm going to take this
rush.
Shot. I'm going to take this shot and I hope it's going to turn out good. And let me make sure that this is it. I'm always running, like I'm always like racing the lighting.
Yeah.
Because at a certain time, there's no more sunlight. So I'm already racing that, but that's why that always goes quickly for me. It's the cleaning up afterwards.
I did a half-ass cleanup because I got to pull out the cardboard from the inside, the paper, and then what's it called? The part that fills up the ankle there? That little T-shaped cardboard?
Yeah.
Fuck.
No.
I just threw all that shit on top of the shoe and slammed the box and threw it in the room. Fuck it.
I was trying to get, it's a couple of weeks ago, I was trying to get all my white mountain earrings like lined up, like not a pile shot, like very just like all the shoes lined up left or right next to each other. And for some reason, it's one of those moments where the light is very good in my sneaker room. So I'll pull all the curtains and in my head, I have like this amazing, like it's going to be clean. It's going to be easy to do. It's going to be quick. So I just like, and I'm in a rush. And I just start to pull all the shoes. And I realize as I'm like going that like, okay, it's not super straight, whatever. But, and then I finally get to the point where I feel comfortable with my layout. Like there's four, like three rows of four. I'll crop it this way and it's going to go like this and boom, boom, boom. Goes to try. Like I go up on my ladder. I finally get the shot and I edit. And then I post. And as soon as I post, it starts to get some attention already. And I noticed that like the space between the heels are not exactly on point to every single one of them. And then some of the laces aren't done the same way. And I'm like, crap. And it's like, you guys probably have the... Yes, you want to delete it, but... You want to delete it, but it's already too late.
You've gone too far.
Because you've had a reach already, so you don't want to...
Yeah. Don't want to let those people down.
Caldi and I go through that at least once every week, every 2 weeks, where it's like, yo, I posted this, and I'm really not happy about this part of the picture, and I want to delete it. And we're like, no, it's good. It's good. Don't worry about it. We're like reassuring each other. No, yeah. It's okay. Don't worry.
That happens all the time. Yeah. There's always a little something.
So I would tell you guys about one of my latest shots. It's my Adidas ADV 910 shot. Mm.
Yeah.
It's so this shoe is black and white, and I'm in a hallway. It's like brightly lit. It's kind of whitish metal and whatnot. So the story behind this hallway is it's part of the underground city, quote unquote, of Montreal. Like, we talk about it all the time as a tourist attraction. It's nothing more than a series of tunnels, people. So anyways, there is a series of tunnels that actually leads into my work building, and one of our good friends, Sammy Sam, happened to post on his story that he was in a particular hallway of one of these tunnels. And it's recognizable. If you know Montreal, you know the tunnels, you know exactly where that little location is. So when he posted on his stories, I go, yo, that's like 5 to 7 minutes away from my work through the tunnels. And I'm like, I checked the time at which he posted that story, and it was 6 minutes ago. So I'm like, I text him right away. I go, are you still in that tunnel? And I book it. I just leave my office. And I have my backpack with my camera in it, and my sneakers, right? I had planned on shooting the ADV. So I'm like...
But you had no location.
No location.
Whoa.
I was like, oh, I hope Sammy Sam is there. It would be the first time I meet him in person.
Yeah.
I've never met him in person.
Oh, wow.
So we chit-chat a lot, but never met him in person. We're in the same freaking city, but never met him. I'm running. I'm booking it. I'm sweating in my... I don't know why I brought my jacket. I'm running, and I've noticed that he didn't respond to my text yet. So I'm like, dang it. I hope he's still there by the time I get there. And as I get to the exact spot of the tunnel, like I turn the corner, nowhere to be found. There's no one in that tunnel. I'm like, damn it. I go, where you at, man? And then he starts texting me back. He's, oh, man, I just left. I go, oh, man. I go, I got there like 7 minutes after you posted your story. He goes, I just left. He was with his wifey, so he had to go. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. Like, whatever, next time. I go, dude, I have so much difficulty shooting in that exact tunnel. That exact part of the tunnel.
Super lit, though.
It's super lit and has a nice curve to the wall. It's not a corner. It's a curve to the wall. And you look at it and you're like, this is a perfect place to take a photo. But for me, it's so difficult to figure out how to do it, because if you want to get the whole curve of the wall in it, you have to shoot from a bit further back. Farther back, and where do you stand at that point for a sneaker, right? So I've tried several times to shoot there. I've never been able to hit a shot. Like, I've taken many shots, never posted them. So at that time I was like, okay, I miss Sammy Sam, that sucked. But
what do I do next?
I go, you know what, he put me in this tunnel, like, randomly. Mm. Super random. I go, let me try to do it. So I have my ADVs on and everything, and this tunnel, in this whole tunnel system, okay, certain parts of the tunnel are under government buildings, and if you're there, if you hang out there for a bit too long, security comes to see you.
Mm.
This particular section of the tunnel, no one comes to bother you, because it connects to everything, man, Bell Center, everything. So there's a lot of people that travel through that tunnel to get from the subway to, like, different attractions.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of foot traffic, but no security, so it's fine. I'll tell you guys why I mentioned security in a couple of seconds. But so I stand there and I take a photo, and I take a couple of shots. I'm still chatting with Sammy Sam at that point. I'm leaving. I'm going back to work, and I'm go, yo, I took some shots there, but it never turns out right. It never, never does. I'm walking back. I finally edited and all, and I'm kind of okay with it. I ask Calby about it. I send it over to him. I go, what do you think, dude? And he's like, it's good. And I'm like, nah, I don't know. I'll leave it for now, and I'll look at it later tonight and see if I change my mind. And that's what I do. Like, if I've looked at the photo for too long and I'm not happy, let me just kind of fresh eye myself, look at it later and see how I feel. I did that later that night, and I was like, it's not bad. I like it. I adjusted a couple of more edits, and then I posted it, and I'm happy with it. You know, that part of the story. Second part of the story is knowing that Sammy Sam had been in the tunnel. I was wondering what he had shot, because when I texted him, I said, I never get a proper shot in there. He goes, I got a couple of things. I'll see how it goes. So I've been waiting for his shot. He didn't post it the same day. I think he just posted it today, right, yeah. Chloe? Okay. Yeah. So Chloe and I were talking about the shot today while we were driving.
Awesome shot.
So it's the shot of his metallic navy Jordan 1. And I know he may correct me if I'm wrong, but I know exactly where in the tunnel system that he was standing. And I've been approached by security in that exact spot before, because I was just standing there taking shots with my camera, and they come to talk to me, but they don't look at the floor. They look at me. So they don't see that the camera's on the floor and I'm looking at my phone with a remote. So they go, are you waiting for something? I'm like, no, I'm just taking a photo with my phone. And they're like, oh, okay. And they leave me alone. Yeah. But that's because they didn't see the camera on the floor, because they have a thing with quote unquote professional cameras being used in buildings, right? So Sammy Sam hit a beautiful shot in that part of the tunnel with like crazy good lighting effects.
Yeah, it looked really good.
And I just want to mention how amazing it is that the tongue logo is so sharp, like so crisp at that distance. Because I've tried to shoot, Jordan 1, either you want to get the Wings logo really nice, or the Nike Air on the tongue really nice, you know, or the leather, if it's properly worked in, you want to get the striations on it and all. He got the tongue logo so sharp from so far away, and I honestly don't know how he did it in that type of lighting, right?
I want to go to that spot now.
I'll bring you, and I'll keep watch. Security. We'll have a signal if ever security comes.
Oh,
the bird call.
Yeah. Anyways,
that's great.
Yeah, that's what.
But you missed Sammy Sam.
I missed him. The hunt for Sammy Sam continues. Eventually, we'll meet up. But like after he posted that shot, I was like, "Dang, man! I even regretted even more that we weren't able to meet up to like do like this crazy collabo shot.
Yeah, that'd
some
be
sort
sick.
Like." Ugh, we gotta set something up, like a whole bunch of people with
cameras.
Or just
invite him.
Yeah,
that too. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But he lives a bit far. That's why we have to figure something out. Make it
give him an early heads up.
Yeah, when he's in town.
Yeah,
it's cool, man.
Yeah,
very dope.
All right, it's come to that point in the podcast where we like to talk about our good friends over at Coolality. Quality is definitely one of the best streetwear brands out there right now. Alex, I gotta ask you, what do you love about Coolality?
It's the fact that the sneakers that I wear, that I identify myself with, seems like they belong to the designs of the pants. Like, the pants are made for the shoes are made to be worn with those pants, straight up.
It almost feels like the pants are made for you, you know? You feel like you become part of the pants when you wear them.
Yeah.
And not only their pants, they have long tees that Chloe's a big fan of. They have
Bomber jackets,
exactly. We're also really big fans of the striped hybrid trouser. They are killing it with that. The stack that you get on your leg that just sits above your sneaker, it is money. Alex, if they want to check out Coolality, where can they do so?
They could check them out on Instagram at Coolality.
You can get them on their webpage at www.quality.com. That's Quallatee. And don't forget to subscribe to their mailing list, because when you do so, you get 10% off on your next order. You'll get a coupon. All they need is your email address, your first, your last name, and they got lots of new arrivals on the way. Go check them out. Quality.
So we had a little pre-pod discussion again in the car. It's always where it usually sparks. I mentioned to the guys that I recently acquired a shoe during Boxing Day sales. It was a sneaker that I wanted to have for a little while because this summer I acquired the part one of that pack of two shoes. And matter of fact, the price was very good. The shoe is exactly, it's a shoe that I've wanted again. So like when it came into my hands, when it finally delivered, I've opened the box and quickly opened the box, took a peek at the shoe, and literally closed the box, put it aside, and kept going at what I was doing at the moment. And came up in my mind this whole reflection of satisfaction. And I want to know how you guys feel when you get a shoe. How do you quantify satisfaction? When you acquire a new sneaker, what makes it like a good moment of satisfaction, and how long does this moment last when you acquire a new sneaker?
So are you saying that we get like this momentary high,
yeah,
from picking up a pair of sneakers?
A different level. So I'll give the deeper meaning of that particular shoe. So it's the Climacool one from the Sneaker Exchange Consortium tour, Wish ATL and Sneaker Boy Australia. Very, very beautiful shoe. I get it. I'm super excited. And I go, if I travel back to the moment where I actually clicked on purchase, that was the moment where I was like high and I was like, wow, nice, copped it. But then it took a few days. When I finally got it in my hand, I opened the box and I was like, bleh. Like, done.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Alex. I think I'm the same feeling like you. It's more during the hunt.
Yeah, but on the flip side, sometimes it's not always like this. So I don't know. Do you guys have like any specific pickups where either the high was in the hunting stage, or the hunting stage was like too good to be true, and then it became real when the shoe landed?
For me, it was when I was really big into KD7s at one point. Why? Because I love that shoe. I could always get it at a good price. And when I would buy one, I would love it for a month, maybe. And then I'd be like, okay, on to the next one. And I feel like that the turnaround with, especially with sneakerheads, the turnaround's really quick. It happens. You get something. It's almost like a high. You get it, and then you're on to the next one. You need your next fix.
The next hunt.
Right? Yeah. Especially when you're hunting something. If you're really hunting, I'm sure that the payoff in the time, like the high time that you get, would be a lot longer than it would just be on a shelf, pick it up, and leave. Right? So you have a bigger connection.
I'll tie this back into a very further back episode that we had when we had our good buddy Albert on the podcast.
Yep.
Albert mentioned something that's been stick to the back of my mind since then. Exclusivity used to be in the past, right? And when I recently acquired my Mita sneakers Torsion Allegra, the statement took all of its sense, because the shoe released in what, 2013, 2014, we said. I haven't had the chance to put my hands on it only 3 to 4 years later. But the feeling that I still ride on is extreme satisfaction from finally, first of all, finding the sneakers. Second of all, pristine dead stock conditions, amazing price, and it's the look that I've been fiending for. So for that shoe, satisfaction is very high. For another shoe like that Consortium shoe that I just acquired, it was just have to wait a couple months. It went on sale, clicked it, got it, landed, open, next, you know. And it's a shoe that I've had like on a scale of 1 to 10, a grade of like 3 in satisfaction, like 0 to 3, kind of. But I know that this summer, when it's going to be very bright outside and nice and warm, and I'll be into my climate cool mode, I'll get some high out of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Once you pop that tag.
It's going to be very exciting. But how long is this going to last?
True.
You know? Will I wear it once, put it back in the box, and then forget about it?
Or when you take that pic of both of them together?
Who? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. So are you correlating the grail status of a shoe with the length and depth of your satisfaction?
Mm-hmm.
You think that's like the easiest correlation between the two? Like that explains everything. So your climate cool mean less to you?
Yeah.
Or is it because they're easier to get?
I think it was the accessibility made it, the accessibility of it made it kind of
easy,
because I saw the Boxing Day sales popping right a couple days before Boxing Day, and then a few days pass and you go back to the page and you still see your size, and then at some point you're just like, you pull the trigger, and it's not like eBay. Like, it feels like sometimes when you enter on eBay, it's always like roll the dice, you never know, because like it's, I mean, both websites and eBays are worldwide platforms and things could sell as fast, but just to see it on the website dropping price considerably versus auctions
and the counting down of the time,
the countdowns and all that stuff,
other like bidders,
yeah, there's more satisfaction from, so on another spectrum, from eBay versus retail websites, I find.
Well, sometimes the retail website, it's launch date.
Yes.
And you're waiting there for an hour, well, 10 minutes, while the countdown goes, and you're like, I really hope I cart, and then boom, and then you're like, cart, boom, lands in, and let's say it's a super limited shoe. I think the satisfaction is as high as hunting on eBay and finding a
Do you guys
gem.
Have an example of a release purchase, let's say through a website or in-store, that you guys had a very long satisfaction period or a very high satisfaction period from acquiring that shoe?
Can we look more into like why this question actually popped into your head?
Yeah.
Like, why were you asking yourself like, how long is this satisfaction?
Because I felt lame. I felt lame. From like, you know,
like an unnecessary purchase,
kind of ultimately, you know, because you remember what we used to say, we used to quantify like, oh, it's worth copping if you're gonna wear it like 25 times.
Yeah. Okay.
You remember
yeah.
like we said that like way back in the days, and it was kind of that vibe. Like the shoe came to the store and opened the box and I was just like, all right, cool, have them, close the box, slide them away, you know. And at that moment I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, how am I not excited about this anymore? But when the shoe came out this summer, like, I was flipping my shit. Like, I really wanted both. Like, it was a situation where, like, I couldn't buy both at the same time.
Okay. I think come summer, everything will change for you, though.
Yeah.
But then, how do you work to eliminate even a lull in your satisfaction? So, it shouldn't be that you buy a new shoe. You buy a new shoe, you're excited about it for a split second, and then boom, it dies. And then you have to put yourself in particular situations to revive that excitement.
Yeah.
That little gap or that large gap needs to somehow, we have to figure it out. We have to like eliminate it somehow. Is there a way to eliminate it? Are there people out there listening right now that never have that lull? That like every shoe day cop, it's like woohoo,
yeah,
24/7.
I think it comes with the amount of pairs you have.
Yeah,
like the the larger your rotation is, the more choice, the more restricted you feel.
The bigger the gap.
The bigger the gap.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Because I look at my wall and let's not put a number, but let's just say there's 50 pairs in front of me. Well, I'm not gonna feel like I'm in a rush to wear this pair again. and then it keeps growing, so then it just keeps falling deeper in the crack because the new stuff comes up and like kind of like help this pair sink into the crack while the other pair takes all of the noise. So this was a rare situation where I copped the shoe and I was like, bah, shit, why am I not excited as much as I was, you know? But
and what's the next reaction to that? Like, you realize that maybe this shoe wasn't, I didn't need to get it. What do you do at that point?
Try to convince myself.
Okay, yeah. So it's not that. I'll let's be very just honest. Get rid of this shoe.
No, I'll be very honest. Like, I'm trying to convince myself. I'm trying to travel back in time, try and
find that
pace
love.
where I was when I first saw it and stuff like that. So for that specific shoe, I had to go back home after my day of work, open the box again, I looked at them, and I was like, okay, well, it's hard to purchase a white shoe in the winter.
Trying to bring all the positive out of it.
Super white, and it's like prime knit, right? So it has to wait up until like May, June, whatever. So I'm like, okay, you know what? That was a very good price. Think about like, see yourself wearing them this summer. You're gonna feel good. But that's what I had to do.
You could almost talk to the shoe and be like, sit there and think about what you've done.
I'll see you in 4 months.
Think about what you've done.
Try harder, shoe.
Exactly.
No, but it's because there's some stuff that I get, again, like the Mitas, the Temperans, even like the most of the Yeezys, I get that high that's going to last more than 10 minutes. And like Yeezys are a very good example because like every time I acquire a Yeezy, I feel the urge of like wearing them for several days back to back.
Yeah.
I feel that urge. And then it's kind of like it goes back into regular rotation mode. But every time like a specific new Yeezy is coming out, I have this urge. Like it feels dangerous if I'm not wearing it. Like it
kind of overtakes you.
Yeah. My feet are fiending for that new Yeezy. So like I need to wear it like right away. And I haven't had this kind of like either temporary high or very, very high in a very long time since that Mita sneakers and then this double up on the Temper Run. So it took me back to this idea of the Grails.
Yeah.
That I had let on the side for a bit because let's be honest, like I've had the chance to put my hands on most of my Grails in the...
Maybe that adds to your... like situation where you pick something up and you're like, meh, like your level of effort is like lowered because they come to you easier.
Yeah.
And therefore the hunt was less intense. Mm-hmm. And therefore you assign less value to it.
Yeah.
Not because it's reality, but just because that's how you function as a person. The easier to get, the it's like it's become routine to you, you know. Instead of I'm putting a lot of time, I'm calculating, I'm like all that is gone.
It's very nitpicky because like you guys remember I had my Pro Fear ran for like 2 weeks, 1 week the black one, the second week the gray one, and it was like it was mandatory for me. I wanted to wear them because I love them, and. But then I haven't worn them in a while. Like, I haven't worn them since because I felt like I was wearing them too much almost. Okay. You know? And the high was like too good to be true. And I was like, okay, well, maybe I need to.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to wear something else.
You know? Well, like Chris was saying, you have all these grails at your, like, your grails that you have are like your first round draft picks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to take your sixth round pick out all the time. When you got this, you like, or you could take out six round, play with it, and then, but you got this in the closet, right?
Yeah.
So just sitting there waiting.
I like that.
You know?
Like
let's just, okay, so how do you guys, how much satisfaction do you guys get on an average when you purchase a new sneaker? Average.
Like, how long does the high
how
last?
How long does the the high will last for you guys on an average when you purchase a new shoe.
I'm going to be honest with you. Oh, wait, I have something to say, but like, I don't know. Do you guys want to answer this first?
Sure.
I was going to go. Go.
For me, I'd say it lasts about a week. I'll get it. If I decide to wear it, I'll maybe get a little bit more out of that. But the satisfaction that I get of just having the sneaker available to me, if I just want to go in the closet, grab it, and pull it out, that makes me happy. Mm. Or if it's something really, really cool that I want to talk about all the time. Like when the Profier did come out, I'm talking to everyone about it. I don't own a pair, but I'm talking to everyone about it like I do own a pair. Because it's just so different and new that people have never seen before. So I'd say about a week and a bit.
Chloe?
Weekish.
I know, Chloe, you've been slower on the
So trailer. I used to be hooked on that short span of satisfaction, which was going through the hunt, getting the awesome deal, clicking, getting it, and then that was it. And then on to the next hunt. I've eliminated that. I got too addicted to it. I think it put me into a hole. And now my new satisfaction is getting to that 100 and eliminating all the shit. And right now, Chris is messaging me this. And I always say to myself, oh man, the deal is great. But is it going to be a part of my 100? And if it is, then I'll go for it. But I've been crossing everything out. Honestly, because a part of me really feels like I think I have my 100. I might be missing one or two pieces, and maybe there'll be some new stuff that comes out, like a Wave Runner, for example. But I think that short span of satisfaction of getting that hunt, I think I've eliminated that from my sneaker world, sneaker lifestyle, etc.
So I'm gonna echo a bit of what Claude just said. I think we went through some stuff at the same time where we are at a spot where we go on these shopping trips or hunting trips, and we come out of it having spent either nothing or like $30 each.
The satisfaction actually right now is not getting anything. Like, I did a good job of not copying that shoe.
It's pretty good.
And I think that's the new thing for me right now.
We'll go to like an outlet or some sort, and we'll come back, and the one time we picked up like a pair of Vans each, and it was buy one, get one half. And we're extremely proud of ourselves because when we got to the cash, it was even at a lower price than it was marked on the box.
Amazing.
And we're like, dude, we did so well on this trip. Like, we did so well.
And on the same day,
yeah,
I was able to say no to a pair of Ying Yangs.
Yes.
Oh, wow. At
yes.
a steal of a price. Two pairs.
Two pairs.
Two pairs of Jordan 1s.
At least 3-4 boxes each. And at the end, we left the store with nothing. Because we started... So to get back to what I wanted to make my point about is I am no longer in a spot where I don't get full satisfaction of the sneakers that I have. Like, it lasts very long. Like, all my latest pickups have been, in my esteem, very important pieces to the type of collection I want to build. And every piece that I look at now, I'm like, yes, I'm so happy I got it. Like, I'm so glad of the choice that I made. Now, this whole part, this whole thing where people get like this momentary satisfaction and then it dissipates and goes away, that I did go through. I think we Chloe and I went through it, and then we're kind of inching our way out of it.
I think we paid the price.
Yeah, we did. Totally. We took our knocks, man. Like, I am in the same mode where I'm liquidating a lot of stuff so that my collection, when I look at it, it's pure satisfaction.
Yeah.
And then, but I do believe that this brief moments of bliss thing is something that a sneakerhead has to go through.
Yeah. And I feel like the reason why I'm bothered by this right now, it's because I'm transitioning out of it. Like, not, like, maybe not at the same level as you guys, because you guys are living different things as I am living different things, but it's like I have the accessibility, and I'm not talking about just the hype stuff, I'm talking about general release, whatever, sitting on the wall at the store, or hunts, deal, discounts, eBay, like all that stuff. Like it has been, it has always been kind of like easy to acquire new at a good price, and but it's probably the fact that I'm transitioning out of this. You know, I get to a point where like this most recent Pro Fear colorway is olive, and it's super good. It has like pink details through the olive knit, and I know that I'll be able to get it at a good price at some point because it's not selling. And I'm like, and everyone's like, you're the Pro Fear boy, will you get it? And I'm like, I guess if I really wanted it, I would have like snagged it on the day of the release, right? It's kind of like, yeah, I was expecting it, I was waiting for it, then it came out, and I'm still not, you know, like, if I get it, what is it gonna get me? 1 day, 2 day, 3 days of wear? Is it worth the shot? Or I can just like look at it every day, think it's pretty, and then just move on. So it feels like I'm transitioning because I'm making quote unquote smarter decisions when it comes to my purchases because I'm nitpicking.
So for that, I think there's two ways you might find yourself transitioning out of it. One, it might be out of necessity, where being a sneakerhead is expensive. Mm-hmm. Okay. You cannot sustain a long run of buying tons of sneakers for these momentary bliss. Eventually, you will exhaust yourself. You will exhaust your resources. And it just doesn't make sense to live like that way. Some people might have to transition out of necessity to get out of it and stop doing it. And some will find their path and say, look at their path and say, I think it's time that I trim a bit of the fat off and just stick with the good meat. I think you need to figure out where you're at before you brand yourself as being, okay, I am only going to go for primo stuff. Mm. Because if it's the first thing, if it's out of necessity, you might find yourself back into that once things clear up a bit.
That's
you
it.
Know?
Yeah.
The why I think sneakerheads need to kind of go through this type of thing is you have to see what it's like. Because if you go straight for only primo stuff,
your standards will be very high, and most likely you'll be very poor very quick.
Well, it's also that you need to have tried different stuff.
Yeah, to be aware of
to
like
what really know what you really want.
Agree.
And that's my opinion.
No, I right? agree totally.
So, I don't know. I don't know if any of the listeners find themselves in a spot where they start to ask themselves like, how much more can I get out of like picking up a shoe? You know, if you feel it just momentarily and it goes away and you're wondering why you're actually considering getting out of sneakers because of it, let us know, right?
Yeah.
Hit us up.
Hit us up in the DMs.
Right now, one of my, let's say, personal stuff that's going on is I'm trying to see if I can flip my sneaker room into like more like a showroom. Like I want to see my shoes, you know, like I want to find a way, like I have future plans and stuff like that. I want to find a way to properly expose my sneakers like in front of my eyes every day so that I know and see what I have. See if I like, I'm sure Chloe, you know what I'm talking about, because Chloe has like all of his Air Maxes are out of the box. So you see them, you see the color blocking, you see the palettes, you see how many shoes of which colors you have, how many like styles of this specific shoe you have and stuff like that. So it gives you a much clearer idea, like 24/7, of what you actually own instead of blue block boxes. You guys are wearing tons of different brands, so you get different ways of setting up your stuff. I see blue boxes like like waves of them. So sometimes it's just like, okay, another blue box, and it's and EQT boxes are now blue boxes, you know, like so everything's a blue box. So I just get lost a bit, and maybe sometimes I'm thinking to myself, oh, what if my collection was displayed differently? Maybe I would have a clearer idea of like where I actually stand, and then start to make moves from there.
Do you think you'd have a bigger appreciation for when you can see everything?
Well,
do you think of course you're going to give things more love than you usually do, because walking into a room and actually seeing the sneaker rather than seeing a blue box, like you said, would totally change the game.
It would allow me to be more appreciative of the stuff that's actually like on the bottom shelf behind that extra row or extra pyramid of boxes in front of it. And we've been meaning to bring back, what are those? You guys asked me, and right away in my head, I was like, oh, let me pull this specific ZX. And as I stood in front of my wall, it was like a mission to get back there.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled the box, and I opened the box, and like the shoe was like, it was like as if he was screaming for light. It was like, let me see the light again.
let me out of here.
And I was like, well, that sucks. I haven't seen this shoe in such a long time, you know? And I was very excited. I'm excited to show it to you guys. It's my first ever ZX750 that I've acquired when I was in Europe for the first time a couple years ago. So that's it. So I think this whole satisfaction question kind of like, it talks about where I stand in my path of like sneakers, and hopefully it gets you guys listeners to think about where you guys stand, and if you guys have some cool ideas to share or cool stories, please let us know.
Definitely something we could revisit maybe down in a couple of weeks or something.
Yeah,
a couple of
episodes,
because we're moving, ask right? You
yeah
how you are at in terms of your how satisfaction meter. Yeah, yeah. We'll go from there.
I like it a lot.
Oh, yeah. Before we start wrapping it up, I wanted to give a special shout out to Rastaclat Canada.
Yeah.
The guys at Marathon Trading. I got a little package in the mail. It was a very cool two-box set of a particular Rastaclat. It is the, I guess, an elephant print on it.
Definitely.
Right? It comes in a extremely cool box. The box first slides out, and then it flips open, and with inside that box you immediately see it's like a plastic cover, resembles a hang tag
of a Jordan 3.
Yeah, and it's like that nice orange color, like very poppy.
Oh,
like,
it's very poppy.
And then the nice elephant prints on the Rastaclats just sitting below that nice hang tag.
Yeah.
Perfect for what's to come in the next month, the release of the Black Cement 3.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I mean, this Rastaclat gets you hyped for that.
They nailed this Rastaclat. So what I really like about this is the execution. The box,
mm-hmm,
with the flip box instead of just the pull off the top.
Totally.
Game changer.
Yeah.
The little details like that, like the hang tag inside and in the box, is really, really cool. Like, it looks like a Jordan 3 box.
If this Rastaclat was included in the Jordan 3 box,
that
collabo would be like killer set, you know? So I received two of them. I do believe we're going to try to do something, maybe a giveaway of some sort.
Yeah.
We don't know how we're going to do it. We're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
Stay tuned to our IG for that.
Yeah, you can follow us at The Sneaker Podcast. You can get us on Twitter at The Sneaker Pod. Send us a message. Let us know if you'd be into something like this.
Yeah. So shout out to Rastaclat Canada one more time.
Yeah, they're killing it. It's so pretty. We have it out on the table right now. It's really, really nice. Anyways, guys, Let's wrap up the podcast. We've talked too much already. We'll save it for next week. Guys, before we go, where can people find you on Instagram? Chloe, I'm looking at you.
At Clorel.
You can get him on Instagram at Clorel. Chris, where can people find you?
At Christopher.Chu.
Alex, where can people find you?
At Suji CypherSun.
And you can get me at On Air with Mike D. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, on Twitter. You can listen to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play Music, Podbean. We're pretty much everywhere. Until next week, have a great week. We'll talk to you later. We're going to be back with another podcast. Have a good one. Later.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace.